Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news.
Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. It's an honor to have you with us. Our website is www.believe.love. Our YouTube is youtube.com/believeloveyou. Wow. I want to help you to find your truth and help you to succeed. There's so much in the world going on today. We say that all the time, and we have a really special guest. That's, you know, our goal on this network is to shine a light on some of the toughest things going on in the world. It's very easy when you say, you know, we try to be spiritual and nice and you know, do our meditations and things like that. But what we want to do is try to really find out maybe even the darkest things that are going on in the world so we can shine a light on them. And we help you in a lot of ways. We have five major categories at Believe. We have money and business, true success, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. And we've had so many cool interviews. We've had billionaire investors. We've had people that help you in health and fitness, people that help you to understand what's going on perhaps in our universe. And this is one of the most important guests I think we have today, because we're going to get into some things today that I would say some people would consider, and it's hard not to, that could be some of the darkest things that could be going on in our world. And this guy really puts his life on the line to find out what could be going on. And again, we want you to find your own truth. And this is, you know, this resonates with me. You've seen him on InfoWars and you've seen him in videos that get millions of views. He's an author, a researcher. And, you know, I just want to, before we go to our guest, I just want to play this little excerpt from JFK, President John F. Kennedy. And he talked about secret societies. So we're going to pull this up on screen now. And let's just go to this clip.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it.
And so that's just a small excerpt. People can pull this up on YouTube. But one of the most important things going on, you know, Tim Russert was on Meet the Press. Tim Russert was the host of Meet the Press. And of course, he asked both George Bush and John Kerry about the Skull and Bone Secret Society at Yale. And you have John F. Kennedy talking about secret societies. You have President Eisenhower in his last speech talking about beware of the military industrial complex. So many things. What I think, I want to forgive these people. I do. That's my personal thing. And if it were my son or daughter, and I don't have any kids, it would be very hard to forgive for some of the things that could be going on or are going on in our world. But if you really want to shine the light on the darkest things in our world, we need to actually know what those could be or what they are. And so our guest, Leo Lion Zagami, he's a great, great guy. He's a great guy because he's putting his life on the line. His book, and we're going to put it on screen right now, he's written quite a few books, and he's going to tell us about them. But we see this on Amazon. I recommend that you check this out. I recommend you really have the courage, because you can't forgive if you don't know the full extent of what's going on, in my opinion. Confessions of an Illuminati, Volume 3, Espionage, Templars, and Satanism in the Shadows of the Vatican. And Zagami, as you can see in the description here, he pushes the boundaries once again with his unique and personal journeys into the mysteries of the secretive world of the dark cabal. So this is the third book in this series. It's not a work of fiction, but a tool in which you, the reader, can comprehend topics that range from the truth about mythical knights of Templars to the Jesuits and their Vatican espionage game. He uncovers a lot of credible candidates in so many types of mysteries. He's really a credible researcher. So we'd like to welcome now Mr. Leo Lion Zagami to the show. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me on, and hello to all your viewers.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You're the kind of person that's a hero to me. You've been on Alex Jones. I've seen Alex Jones. I watch Alex Jones all the time. You know what? I understand why he gets so mad. I mean, I can't. Honestly, in real life, I really have that fire inside me. I try to be even a little bit more neutral on this show and try to talk about forgiveness, because I realize it's like Chinese handcuffs. When I try to pull, you got these little handcuffs on your fingers, and the harder you pull, the harder it is to get off. It's almost like we become what we hate. If I were to hate, I mean, listen, if an airline loses my ticket or they charge me and they charge me twice and they can't admit it, I even get mad at that. The stuff that you're researching, Leo, in terms of pedophilia, in terms of Satanism in the Vatican, I can't even imagine. Most people can't even comprehend how dark things might be or are. Leo, I'd like to ask you, what is going on in the world? What breaking news do you have regarding the Vatican and Satanism? How deep does this go?
The latest news from Rome that just came a few days ago and was then reverberated through even the mainstream media is that the Pope has been accused of heresy by some of his collaborators. This is, of course, a big scandal. And amongst these people, there was also somebody like Ettore Gotti Tedeschi, who had assumed in the past a very important role within the Vatican, also banking establishment. So we're not talking only of cardinals here who accuse him of heresy. We have a few days ago interviewed on Italian TV Vincenzo Milone, who was kicked out apparently in June, though this was another guy who was responsible for the Vatican Bank, and at one point he couldn't get things fixed, so the Vatican decided to kick him out in a brutal way. Apparently he said that he was threatened with being arrested if he didn't leave the Pope alone, because the Pope didn't want to even see him. And until the day before, of course, they had a very strict relation, because the Pope always has to talk with the guy who is in charge of the most important asset in the temporal world. Of course, in the spiritual world, then we have the Jesuits, and the Pope is one of them, so he knows better. The Pope is responsible for this decline in the Catholic Church, so the traditionalists are attacking him. He is really challenged every day by scandals. We have seen, even myself, I have exposed one this summer with Alex Jones on InfoWars, the Vatican orgy in the ex-palace of the Holy Inquisition. I mean, was something that exploded worldwide after the Vatican was trying to suppress this information, and there was very little known. Then I brought this thing out on InfoWars, and suddenly the day after went on mainstream media. So you have to really break the wall of censorship, which is very tight around the Vatican. And of course, the traditional media are involved with this censorship, so you will never really get the truth. I am, as you know, a writer, and by writing these books, of course, I risk a lot, but I also manage to lay the foundations maybe for something new, even a new church in the future that will not be corrupted by these people who have really nothing to do with the original word or the original saying of Jesus and his religion, which of course was born out of love and not out of the interests that are in the Vatican. But the biggest problem here seems mostly pedophilia, because apart from the material scandals that of course involve the Vatican, then we have pedophilia linked directly to Satanism. Now, Today, I was challenged on an evangelical site on Facebook in Italy by a very famous Jesuit brought up since birth, you know, from this Jesuit upbringing to be one of the number one experts in the field of new religion, which is called Massimo Introvigne. He's a professor, he also teaches. He's known because he established a center for the study of new religious movements, of course. He is controlled by the Jesuits, and he didn't like the fact that I exposed his links to this satanic world. So right. He tried to defend himself on this debate that went on, this profile that was one of the official profiles of the Evangelical Church in Italy. And the Evangelical Church was actually supporting me and brought me up into the discussion by saying that Leo Zegami said this and this. And of course, up until now, no, you have not dared to say that he's wrong or that he's lying. So at that point, he came out in the open. And soon after, when they told me about this, I came there, I faced him, and I showed him some documentation. And with this documentation, I silenced him. I demonstrated also that he wasn't totally honest with his research, with what he's doing, because officially he says to be a Christian, he says to defend Christianity. In reality, he's infiltrating Satanism, he's infiltrating the New Age movement, he's infiltrating all kinds of sectarian activities on behalf of the Jesuits that, as you know, are working to establish the one world religion with Pope Francis, who is putting together all these different spiritual currents. Now, some of you will say this is not a negative thing, you know? No, it is a negative thing when you want to dominate in the spiritual world as you dominate in the temporal world.
Right.
Means creating maybe a parliament of religions. That is an old idea that even other people had, like in the Jewish world, strongly. There's been this idea for a few years of bringing up a parliament of the religions and giving it in the hands, of course, of the Jesuits, who seem to have forge a pact with the Israelites during the Second Vatican Council. So there is, of course, Freemasonry involved, but not all of Freemasonry is to be condemned, because unfortunately a lot of Freemasons are ignorant. They don't really know what they're participating
sure.
to. And there is a good side to Freemasonry, but you need to really know what Freemasonry is to understand that the real roots of Freemasonry are Christian. And then later on, it was deviated, it was corrupted. Now, this corruption is not well known by the traditional or mainstream historians, because it happened in closed doors. It happened amongst this milieu of very weird people involved with the most weird things. So it's not out in the open. But I wrote a book lately that follows up this one that, of course, you already talked about, which
sure.
is Volume 3, which closes my trilogy. And it's very important that people read my trilogy. Why? Because I wrote it like a manual that people can consult over and over again, finding, as you saw yourself, many references in order to then make themselves a detailed analysis. Because in the end, you know, I can judge things under my point of view. Maybe somebody else has their own point of view, which is different from mine. So, but I want to give, in any case, the evidence and also address them towards those credible links and sources of information, because I think that for many years, the world of conspiracy theory, if we want to call it conspiracy theory, or the truth movement, has been infiltrated by charlatans and by people who gradually had made this scene ridiculous in front of the ordinary folk.
How is that happening? How are they infiltrating? What's going on? Because I do know what you mean. There's sort of this truth movement or this awakening going on. And then sometimes we hear about even the New Age being set up by, I don't know, the CIA or something, that this
New Age, you see, that's why I wrote a new book that is coming out in a couple of weeks.
What's that going to be called, Leo?
The Decline of the Western Initiatic System and the Rise of Satanism. And this book really focuses also on the development of New Age from the early upbringings within the Theosophical Society and even earlier, how it was structured Some elements can be positive, but of course, because in the end the Jesuits have managed to take control of the Theosophical Society after the death of Madame Blavatsky, because there has been all kinds of infiltration left, right, and center, even in the world of Thelema, there's been the Catholic Church behind the scenes manipulating this whole thing, because modern Satanism, it's what then sprang out of the darkest side of the New Age movement, as you know, and gave birth to first Anton LaVey in 1966, then the development, successive development of modern Satanism went through Michael Aquino, and now we are at the third stage, the public stage, which is the Satanic Temple, which has this figure, very charismatic, called Lucian Greaves, and for that we have to really be careful, because now they're coming in the open, demanding, you know, equal opportunities, demanding lobbying in Washington, working for it, putting their big statue in Detroit of Baphomet.
In Detroit? So I'm from Michigan. You said there's a statue of Baphomet going up in Detroit?
It went up already a long time ago.
Wow. I didn't know that.
You've been a little bit out of touch.
We're in Miami, Florida, but I'm from Michigan. I go there all the time.
What happened was this, that originally they were supposed to put it in Oklahoma City, but they were denied the permits. And so at one point, the Satanic Temple, being very strong in Detroit, especially the chapter in Detroit, was capable of bringing this to the mainstream news. In fact, even Fox or other channels reported on it. And the Satanic Temple became very popular, because this is not an ordinary statue, $10,000 statue. This is a statue that costs over $100,000.
Wow.
And it's a giant statue of the image of Baphomet that was originally designed by the occultist L.F.S. Lieber, and with the sick thing is the image of Baphomet next to two children. So we have, of course, a very dark development in modern Satanism, but of course, all this and much more in this new book that is coming out in a couple of weeks, because I really needed to add some elements that I couldn't develop, because, I mean, I did already three books that are this thick for, you know, each volume, as you see, is very thick book, you know. So I can't add more pages and make it inaccessible to most people. At this point, I decided that, first of all, the trilogy needs to be independent from everything else I create in my literary work, because the trilogy means introducing somebody to this mysterious world and make him understand and make him aware that this is truth. You know, this is not just fantasy or a novel, absolutely not. So in volume one, I detail all the topology, the modality of how every single secret society structure, and at that point, it comes out clearly fluent in the second volume, also the involvement of China, the involvement of the Jewish world together with China, and other elements, the Jewish world in conjunction with the Vatican, how all this has started, and then in volume three, I finally go to the core of the problem, of course, which is the Vatican itself, because this is, let's not forget, Vatican-led New World Order.
So this is really unbelievable to some people. To me, it's not. You know, to me, it's not. What I mean is, it's so easy to dismiss this because it's so hard. I was raised Catholic. I would go to church, and then, you know, we kind of stopped going. My brother died, and our family had some tough things. We didn't hate the church, but we stopped going. But, you know, I always thought it was kind of interesting. I thought maybe there was more to the world and the universe than what the Bible was saying. But, you know, you see different things over time. You see Madonna at the halftime show or somewhere, maybe dressed like Baphomet.
Lately, for example, there has been Lady Gaga, right, who has fallen sick and has canceled all her concerts in Europe in the last couple of weeks because she fallen sick. They had to bring her to hospital, and she's really not well with herself. But you really understand about Lady Gaga when you see her latest documentary featured on Netflix, because nobody has talked about this before now, and probably a lot of researchers, now that I say it, will go and make nice articles about it. Well, you're welcome. But if you have an ear for certain kinds of music, you understand as soon as you see this documentary that there's something going on that is not normal. Then, if you are an expert, you understand that music is being made by Bobby Bessoleil for the soundtrack of Lucifer Rising from inside the prison, because Bobby Bessoleil was one of those people involved with Charles Manson and those murders that went on in Hollywood. So we are talking here about the core of Satanism that is manifesting through Lady Gaga. At one point, with the music that in the original movie Lucifer Rising is used to enact the invocation of the goddess with Marian Faithfull, that used to be the muse of the 60s occult scene. Instead, you have Lady Gaga dancing around the desert and portraying herself as Isis, because in this movie, Lucifer Rising, the ancient Egyptian deities, meaning Isis and Osiris, invoke the birth of Lucifer on Earth. This went on right at the time in which the Age of Aquarius, of course, was turning completely dark, and the New Age scene at that point showed the real credentials. Because it's nice, there is great things to be seen in the New Age scene and to be learned in the New Age scene. But then the masters of the New Age scene, if it's born out of an occult background, sooner or later you will go back to your roots. And when Anton LaVey came into the scene, Kenneth Anger and these kind of people with Roman Polanski, definitely the scene showed the darkest side at that point. But it went even darker lately when the Satanic Temple, which is born out of, let's say, a different view of Satanism altogether, even from the Church of Satan, which now has started a sort of ideological satanic battle against the Satanic Temple, accusing them of being true Satanists. But so in the world of Satanism, there is things that mainstream people who follow the ordinary news don't know.
Right.
But definitely now we are seeing this alliance between the Democrats and the Satanism. This is not an alliance that I'm making up here out of a conspiracy theory, because you just go and see the Satanic Temple activities in link with the Democratic Party and also the support that they gave to the Democratic Party in certain states. And you see that the Satanic Temple is linked with the Democratic Party. And not only with them, they are linked also with Islam, because they participate in defending Islam as a minority that needs to be defended, just as them who are Satanists. I mean, it's a sick thing. But in the end, what comes out of this new satanic scene is that it's being created in Harvard. It comes out of a very rich background. And of course, the usual suspects are behind the scenes manipulating the whole thing, because this what's happening today in a scenario in which then you have popping up at one point Marina Abramović with her spirit cooking. I mean, we have to admit and we have to be honest, and this I hope that
the WikiLeaks, you're talking about the WikiLeaks thing that came out, right?
Sure. That came out basically during the presidential election campaign, involved John Podesta and his brother, invited to dinner, which was not really a dinner, because as we know, it's a creation of an artwork by this artist who is very sick in her mind and is a Satanist. Now, you can say what you want, but doing artwork with semen, blood, and all kinds of things is not really art for me, at least. For me, art is Michelangelo in the Sistine Chapel.
Right.
This is the rest is rubbish. So let's go and analyze why now, at one point today, when I was challenging this guy who represents the Vatican, Massimo Introvigne, he actually, if you go and check amongst his work lately, he's defending Marina Abramović and from the accusations of being a Satanist. This is incredible. But the Vatican is defending a Satanist. So, I mean, we are now in a situation here where the Vatican, of course, is representing the decline of the modern world. It's in front of the eyes of everybody, but it's not the only institution involved in this decline.
That's right. Freemason,
you know, there is a lot of issues. There's politics.
So let me get on track, because you have so much information. I'm amazed. I mean, I love all this information, but okay. So we have general nonsense going on, like orgies, you know, gay things in the Vatican. We have all that, and that's in a lot of things. A lot of people are up to those things. And then you have deeper things.
They say that in the Vatican they take a darker connotation, because when you do these things and you are just an ordinary person, you do them with an animalistic only perspective.
Right. So it's for, so let me try to summarize what's going on for people, because it's easy for us to get lost, because this runs deep. That's my point. So you have general nonsense going on, but for them, like you said, the connotation could be more. It could be tied in to real Satanism. Then you have really bad things. I mean, the Catholic Church did get in trouble for pedophilia. I mean, that is known. It's known by everybody, and people generally, you know, they think, oh, it was some priests, but, you know, it was a bad thing. Everybody agrees. And then you have, what I'm really hearing, Leo, is it's almost tied into everything. You have it tied into the Jesuits. You mentioned the Jewish maybe connection there. And I even remember Alex Jones going to Bohemian Grove, and it was apparently a lot of Republicans. By the way, I voted for Trump and Obama before that, because I really wanted Obama. You know, I was younger. I really wanted Obama. And I'm glad a black guy actually won. My best friend was black growing up. My stepmom is black. My stepbrother and sister are black. But I didn't know. I wasn't aware of what else could be going on, that the president isn't in control. But you have it with the Democratic Party, you're saying, perhaps. And then, you know, Alex Jones, with everything going on when he went to Bohemian Grove, and it was maybe a lot of Republicans, I think it's...
Let's say this. I mean, that's why it's very important that people will follow up this interview with reading also my new book, because I go into detail in the fact that the Democrats of today have really... they're not the Democrats of the past.
Mm. What's changed? What has changed, would you say?
I mean, of course, the Democrats of the past were not always likable, because the Democrats of the past were even the ones who founded the KKK. So, I mean, they were not always likable. But the Democrat Party has gone through a genesis in which at one point the communist ideology of the late 60s took over the show, and it gradually made it like through, you know, this academic world that it was cool to be, you know, reading the Red Book of Mao or Lenin, yeah. Marx, Capitalist.
You have the young kids now dressing up like communists, right?
You know, Marxism became basically the ideology that forged these people like Obama. That's why you see, I mean, maybe... a lot of people illuded themselves that Obama could be a different kind of president.
Sure, that's what I thought.
But you remember that even at the beginning of his first presidency, there were accusations that he was a communist.
Yeah,
and
no, I mean...
that seriously.
And honestly, it's the top. Well, honestly, it's just the top that's the issue. I mean, listen, if everything was actually fair and we had...
link between Satanism, communism, and Islam.
Yeah, because this is all just a game. All these parties and what's going on in politics, and then you have what's going on above it. And that's really, I think, listen, if we had free energy and the people at the top actually wanted things to be fair, and free energy means there's no poverty, and really money is only for trade. And Nikola Tesla was working on that. We've talked about that extensively. We have a team in Venezuela working on free energy right now. And there are technologies that have been suppressed, probably maybe by these same people. Then if you talk
the structure that is visible, there is one that is invisible.
Right. Well, tell us more. How deep does this Satanism go? What are they trying to achieve? How deep does this Satanism really run? And what are they trying to achieve, Leo?
Satanism, of course... runs deep because it's the corruption of this society towards matter, towards materialism, and gradually the fact that they are being even forcibly brought towards this technology that they have in front of them every day, that is sucking them into a materialistic world that is giving them all kinds of fantasies in exchange, but they are losing gradually their spirituality. It's becoming more and more and more a spiritual desert than it already was before. We are in front of a situation of this kind. So Satanism is behind the scenes manipulated by legions of demons. Then if you want to be Christian or non-Christian or believe in certain things or not believe in certain things, this is that we are humans living in an experience that, of course, goes on with the Dharma and with the Karma. If you know what the wheel of knowledge is, of course you know, and how it operates, you will know that these people, the elite that has been for thousands of years enslaving people in this system, sooner or later, especially at the turning point of a crepuscular moment in history like this, they can start losing grip with reality and also with the control of the world. So what do they have devised? They have devised the elimination of 3/4 of this population because they need to be the only ones who know the truth. What is this truth? This truth is that behind closed scenes, there is an alien dimension, alien world.
That's right.
Maybe in different ways. That's why now I am bringing out next year with CCC Publishing in San Francisco a book called Invisible Master, dedicated to who is really pulling the strings from the alien world and how the alien world relates to Freemasonry, relates to all these secret societies. What is really this alien world? Who are the genies? Who are the angels? Who are the demons in this world? How they relate to us also a long time before they were officially discovered and exposed to the world as aliens or UFOs, because they've been in visiting us and being amongst us for a long, long time.